Okay, Dina, we are at the end. We'll try and describe exactly his what he's saying over here, but Yud Gimel, Tzrichin Lizar Shalei Lohanes La'achar Pesach Mechemtzes Sheyisrael Shu Choshed Shalei Mechara Kedas. You have to be careful not to get Hanah after Pesach from the chametz of Yisrael that he's chashed that he didn't sell it properly. So this is the number one question that comes up after Pesach over where can you shop? Can you shop in this store, in that store, and even in the Jewish stores? Is the distributor not from and didn't sell his chametz and et cetera, et cetera? And then some places do sell the distributor's chametz, but the distributor stays open on Pesach. Right? So yeah, so it becomes a big tumult. Rav Moshe Feinstein is actually makel, and he says that if as long as the store owner sold his chametz or the business owner sold his chametz, it's okay, even though he kept his store open, which shows that he really didn't want to sell it. Right? And he says, okay, the guy's a crook. The Shaila's only thing is that if the store owner bought new chametz on Pesach, that's l'chora not included in the sale. Okay, whatever. It's a big tumult, this whole thing. Fine. Nusach shtar mechiras chametz. So he goes through the whole shtar mechiras chametz. So basically, I don't know if we have to read the whole thing, but he says he goes through all the different areas that you're gonna sell. And in here, because he's doing a personal shtar, so he has to write exactly where it is, and it's in this, and it's in this barrel. And he goes through mamash a whole list of things, which we already discussed, that some rabbanim do ask for specifics. Our mechira, at least the one that I do, does not ask for any specifics, and the reason being is not because you don't have to ask specifics, but because when it's doing a mechira klalus, so the guy knows that he's buying thousands of people's chametz, and he knows it's all over the place. He's buying it regardless. Meaning normally you have to tell him specifics. Like, how do you go sell something to somebody without telling him what he's buying? Right? So that's why you have to tell him specifics. But now ours, that's a mechira klalus, then there's really no point in doing the specifics. Anyways, he goes through two of the shtaros, one from the Nadi Yehuda here. Okay, we don't have to read that whole thing. Okay, the next one is not negay at all for another, I think, I don't know, 15 years, but we'll learn it anyway. Simin kuf tezvav, dini erev Pesach cholios b'Shabbos ubay vav seifim. So Aleph, erev Pesach cholios b'Shabbos b'odginas l'chometz b'leil yud gimel. If it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos, then you do the Bedikas Chametz one day early. Tana b'layla hashayach to Yom Vav. It's the night that's shayach to Yom Vav, meaning Thursday, Wednesday night. I'm sorry, Thursday night. What am I saying? Thursday night, which is shayach to Yom Vav. Achra b'dika, meaning even though that's 2 days before Pesach, because Pesach's not till Motzei Shabbos. And he says that you do the and then he burns it on Friday. So in theory, you can burn it a whole day because it's not really Erev Pesach, but you're still supposed to do it at the same time you would do normally. You don't take Kol Chamira when you burn it on Friday. Only Shabbos after eating. Mevatay. Beis HaBechorim Misanim B'Yom Hei. Tanis B'chorim is on Thursday. V'im Kosher Lo Lasanis Ad Lachar B'Digas Chometz. And if it's difficult to fast until after B'Digas Chometz, Yochel Litam Eze Dover Muat. You can taste a little bit. Koydim HaBedika before the Bedika. V'yasa Shliach Livdoik. Or you can make a Shliach to be Bedik. Gimel Ein Mevashlon L'Shabbos Zeh Tavshili K'machon U'Grisin Sheyichon L'Zdavi B'Gederes. You don't want to be making flour and greasing and beans that can stick to the pots, because then you have a problem. Because you can't wash them, because that's preparing. Okay, you can cook chametz, but make sure that it doesn't stick, so it comes off easily. You shake off the mapa, oisa im kol klei chametz, and then you hide it with all the klei chametz into a room that you don't normally go into on Pesach. And if there's any little bit of bread left, you give it to the goy. Rocky Zar Beisr Haitzah. You have to be Bizar Beisr Haitzah. And then you sweep the house with a goy. The reason why he's saying to sweep the house with a goy is because they had dirt floors, so it wasn't pashut to sweep the floors. Or do it with something's mutter, like a cloth or something like that. Right, because okay, those are all the complications. Erev Pesach, Chag HaShavuos, that's what it's lots of Sfarim written on it, but fine. Okay, short and sweet. We'll stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night in the Gutvach.
What time's the daf tomorrow?
Good.